This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is pressing ahead to try to win parliamentary backing for his new Brexit deal, even as the European Union considers his grudging request to extend the looming October 31st Brexit deadline. British Minister Michael Gove tells Sky News Brexit will happen.
We are going to leave by October the 31st. We have the means and the ability to do so.
Johnson sent an unsigned letter to the EU late Saturday seeking a delay to Britain's impending departure from the bloc, as required by law. Gove says the letter is a formality.
The letter was sent because Parliament required it to be sent. But as David Davis pointed out earlier, Parliament can insist that the letter was sent, but Parliament can't change the Prime Minister's mind.
On Sunday, the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator met with EU ambassadors to discuss the consequences of the letters.
It was a very short and normal meeting of the EU 27 ambassadors to launch the next steps of the EU ratification of the agreement.
He says EU Council President Donald Tusk will hold consultations on the request in the next days. The Turkish Defense Ministry says one Turkish soldier was killed and another was wounded Sunday after an attack by the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia in northeast Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says overall the ceasefire is working. Speaking to reporters on his way to a surprise visit to Afghanistan, he says the U.S. troops in Syria will move to western Iraq.
Two missions. One is to help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
Esper is in Afghanistan to try to restart peace talks with the Taliban. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a group of American lawmakers on a surprise visit to Jordan. They plan to discuss the deepening crisis in Syria amid a shaky U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Jordan is a key U.S. ally in the region and has been greatly affected by the 8-year-long civil war in neighboring Syria. Jordanian officials say the kingdom hosts some 1 million Syrians who have fled the fighting. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he is canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing the Doral site. At least 4 civilians and 3 soldiers are said to have died during cross-border skirmishes between Pakistani and Indian troops late on October 19th. This makes it one of the deadliest days since New Delhi revoked the special status of Indian-administered Kashmir in August. Police and protesters exchanged tear gas and firebombs as an illegal march on Sunday descended into violence. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Police and protesters exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs on Sunday as Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement staged an illegal anti-government march through the city's Kowloon district. That demonstration attracted tens of thousands onto the streets and descended into chaos, with hundreds of shops trashed and Chinese banks and metro stations targeted. After 2 weeks of relative calm, Sunday's protest shows that the movement has not lost support. Protesters erected flaming barricades on Nathan Road, a major Kowloon retail strip, and threw petrol bombs at a nearby police station. The police responded with tear gas, some of the heaviest use of water cannon the protests have seen, and by driving through barricades.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Tens of thousands of Lebanese protesters gathered Sunday in major cities and towns for the largest anti-government protest yet in 4 days of demonstrations. The unrest erupted after the government proposed new taxes, part of stringent austerity measures amid a growing economic crisis. Politicians are now racing against time to put forward an economic rescue plan that they hope will help calm the public. Indonesian President Joko Widodo was sworn in on Sunday for a second 5-year term, leading the world's third biggest democracy. Widodo has pledged to cut red tape and keep building infrastructure to underpin growth in Southeast Asia's largest economy. Thousands of Rohingya living in Bangladesh refugee camps have agreed to move to an island in the Bay of Bengal, officials said Sunday, despite fears the site is prone to flooding. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.